our feature presentation.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's time.
Put your hands together, welcome.
The best DJ in the world.
And you know this,
yeah,
man.
This time, we're gonna go back.
This DJ kicks ass.
Yeah, he kicks it. He kicks
Let
it.
Me kick it.
Kicking the old school and dropping the fat beat.
Now, here comes the music.
You're listening to The Time Tunnel with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
It's Friday night.
Somebody scream! 91.5 WMFO 1010 on your Friday evening. Time teller Chase Carson. How you doing?
Station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
And it's on your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Trying to enter through the back door. Ain't nothing happening. This whole shit is my shit, bitch. And I'm the captain. Can't beat me. Join me, baby. Then get the clapping. Bang it in your whips to get your neck snapping. I know you hoping that I wrestle you can breathe. Stress when we in.
Baby girl, you know my situation. And sometimes I know you get impatient. But you don't put on a show to get ovations. Take it to court and go do litigations. And I respect your gangster. Treat you like a princess and put some on your neck to thank you. She's my pinch hitter. When the starting lineup ain't playing right, I come off the bench with her. It might sound like I'm gassing ya, but it takes time to get from the backseat to the passenger. We've been creeping and sneaking just to keep it from leaking. We so deep in our freaking and we don't sleep on the weekend. Wifey's a little bit uptight. Wonder why I keep coming home in the middle of the night. It'll be alright. If y'all bump heads, it'll be a fight. But I said it'll be alright. Come on.
I really wanna be with you. Wanna be real with you. I can't leave you alone.
No.
And I know I'm living wrong, but I can't let you go. You're the one I want in my life.
In my life.
Already got a wife.
Got a wife.
Can't leave you alone.
No.
And I know I'm living wrong,
but I can't let you go.
Step out of line or get out of pocket. So I made sure canary sit out your locket. To protect you, I get out and cock it. And you know the barrel of my gun is big enough to spit out a rocket. Oh, you gon' play dumb if cops do come through. I gotta keep the top up if my drop do come through. But I know the boutiques and shops you run through. So I cop a one and cop you one too. You always get a daily page, weekly ring. Plus you ain't too shy to do them freaky things. I ain't gotta put a band on your finger. I worry about you telling the whole world I'm your man while I'm Springer. At first you was something I denied, something I would slide, just to do something in the ride. But shorty, it's something you provide, cause the entree ain't as good without something on the side, you know.
I really wanna be with you,
be with you.
I wanna be real with you,
real with you.
I can't leave you alone,
no.
And I know I'm living wrong, but I can't let you go. You're the one I want in my life,
in my life.
Already got a wife.
Got a wife,
can't leave you alone,
no.
And I know I'm living wrong,
but I can't
oh.
let you go.
I might be leaving the earth soon. My girl gon' kill me if she smell a scent of your perfume. It's gon' be a clip toss if I go back with stains of your lip gloss on my throwback. She won't care if I'm a platinum rapper, if she catch me with an empty magnum wrapper. So keep it on the down low, call the car seller. You seen what happened with Mr. Big and R. Kelly.
You know I can't forget you. Anytime this chick is there for you, spend a long share with you. Which makes it a little more clear for you.
In your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7, 24/7
at WMFO.org.
You make me feel so good.
on 91.5 WMFO and the Whispers, and I can make it better for you. And we can make it better for you every Friday night right here between hours of 10 p.m. and 12 midnight, where we bring you the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. We call it grown folk music, and you can only get it right here at 91.5 WMFO Medford. Boston! Oh, did I mention John Pierce was here? Did I say that already? Hey, he's coming up on the outside of Earth, Wind & Fire. Keep it, got it. 91.5.
Let's go.
91.5 WMFO and Earth, Wind & Fire, the Monster Dance Floor Classic. We're back in the day, and let's groove tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if I mentioned it before, but I think I did. But ladies and gentlemen, please rise to your feet and put your hands together. Welcome back into the studio, straight out of incarceration, MCI Concord, John Pierce, ladies and gentlemen. John Pierce.
Woo! Thank you, Chase.
You're welcome, man. Hey, settle down. Settle down. Man.
All right.
They love you, man. Every time they do that, all the time. That girl in the front row, get with her legs. Man, please. Yeah,
yes.
My please, don't cross those. Anyway, John, how you been?
Cross your legs.
that's nice. I wasn't going to call her on the air. PSP, please cross your legs. John, how you doing, brother?
Good, good.
It's good to see you. Hey, you look good, man.
Hey.
I haven't seen you in a long time, but you look good, man.
I thought you lost my phone number.
No, it's been crazy, man. It's just been crazy trying to get back. They finally asked me to leave the island, so I'm off there. I left on my own.
But that's not what I heard, but hey.
I'm back here anyway, so I'm back in the mainland as of this week. We're back here hanging out and doing things, but it's just been crazy, you know, trying to get back into, you know, my new job, and to, you know, it was just a crazy day. You ever just leave the house and forget your penis? That's what happened to me
almost daily.
And you know what the funny thing was? I almost got to work and I didn't realize until I get to Dunkin' Donuts. I went to go. You guys said, "Well, I'm here. I might as well use the bathroom." And then I got in there and I'm like, "Damn, did it again!" I go drive all the way home, right? Pay for my coffee all the way home. But anyway, that's how it's been. That crazy. But anyway, before we get started, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to put a disclaimer on the show. For those of you who've never heard the show before, where John is on the show, things might get out of, you know, things might get out of hits. Some things might be said that you might be, you know, you might be easily offended. I want to apologize to those people that might be offended early, because somebody will get offended tonight. I guarantee that. And John, I heard this on the radio the other day, and this guy got into the mess for not being politically correct because he was making fun of a certain kind of a people, you know, and he gets
disc jockeys.
No, not disc jockeys.
Oh.
But you know, but anyway, he got in trouble. So this is the way I figured it out. This is how we're gonna do it. Anybody we make fun of tonight, any group of people, any organization, anything like that, all we're gonna do is say, "Well, yeah, I'm part of that."
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? So if we make one, if you tell a black joke, right? But you can't tell black jokes in the air, but if you did, you could say, "Well, I'm black," because they don't know. It's radio.
So what you talking about?
Exactly. So if we make a comment about, you know, a certain lifestyle,
I'm not going to go into your lifestyle. There's not a lot of people that understand.
I'm just saying, we are
having an attraction to pets. You know?
Oh, you want to go there? Well, I don't know. Do we have time? Can I tell you?
Yeah, sure.
But first of all, let me ask you, how's things with your family?
They're doing good. You know what? I fed them last week, and it's unbelievable how long people can go without eating. But, you know, I was kind of tight waiting for my last check from this show, so. I was doing good. How's everything going with your family, brother?
That's funny you should ask, because we got a couple minutes before I play the next song. Sure. We got a couple minutes. It's my show anyway.
You can do what you want.
But, you know, everything's fine. You know, we said animals, and, you know, because, you know, Mimi's at home. She's in a bunch. You know, she's all in a bunch, because today, you know, I picked up little Roscoe because he had a doctor's appointment, you know, so we put the little Roscoe to the doctor's, and, you know, we got there early. We got out of, you know, he was fine. He had a little thing with his asthma acting up and everything. So to make a long story short.
A little thing on his ass?
It's asthma.
Oh, asthma.
I did not say that. Oh, no, okay. Nobody, I did not say that. Anyway, yeah, but he's fine now. He's breathing fine and everything. So we, you know, after all, you know, we're done, I said, "Let's stop for lunch." You know, stop for lunch. Humphrey was with us. You know, he waited in the car. He always goes to sleep. He goes in the back, goes to sleep, whatever, whatever. So he's like, "You mind if I join you?" So I said, "No, I don't mind." So I asked the guy, "You mind if my dog comes in?" He's, you know, he's like, kind of, "Sir, I lied. I said it was a service dog," you know, whatever. So the guy, "Yeah, no problem. As long as he can mind." So I had him on the leash, and he sat, you know, he sat next to us. So I had him an Italian sub. Trey had a meatball sub. So, you know, Humphrey doesn't beg, but, you know, he likes to know what you eat and stuff, whatever. So, you know, I'm eating, and it's, you know, it's good and stuff. So, you know, he looks at me and says, "Hey, you mind if I get a bite?" And I said, Mom said you're not supposed to be eating anything, you know, with dog food. Well, I ain't gonna say nothing. So I said, "Well, all right." So I gave him a bite. He loved it. Loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Loved it. So I gave him another bite. And also, when I see little Roscoe get up, he goes up to the counter, and the next thing you know, he's coming back with another large Italian for Humphrey.
Oh, my God.
So he gets Humphrey the Italian sub. I said, "Well, you know, he liked it, so, you know, why not?" So he gets Italian sub. How was I supposed to know you're not supposed to let Golden Doodles eat, you know, Italian subs? He eats everything. So anyway, I drop him off, you know, drop him off the house, and I go say goodbye, little Roscoe, so I go on my business. I can't be about 5 minutes down the road, and I get, you know, a nasty, you know, nasty text. He just threw up all over the floor. And I said, "Well, when I tell you about feeding the food, you know, human food," I said, well, little Roscoe brought him a sub. What am I going to say? Like, he can't have the sub after little Roscoe brought him back to the table. He ate it. He ate the whole thing.
Oh,
you know,
God.
Like last week, she gets pissed at me because, you know, when I go to bed, Humphrey can do whatever he wants to do. You know what I mean? He does. He has reign of the house, so he can do whatever he wants to do. So last week, you know, I went to bed early after the World Series. I went to bed, and I left my bottle of Jameson out. So he took privilege to it. He finished the thing. And I came downstairs, and he was on his back, and that bottle was right next to him. And who was behind me? And she got pissed off that he's drinking. So
no sense of humor.
You can't win. She has no sense of humor at all. She's in a bunch now because he threw up on the floor because I'd have given it to you. So all right, that's enough. All right, let's get back to some music. It's good to have you here tonight. We got your John's Funky Favorites coming up. We got some other stuff coming up. But you know, that just bothers me. She's in a bunch about that.
Can't win.
I know you can't.
Sometimes you can't.
All right, you're in Tune to the Time, telling with Chase Carson, hanging out with my man John Pierce. We got a lot of crazy stuff. We're gonna be talking about some people. Just keep wig at it, right?
Oh, you bet.
Where are we?
WMFO.
Can you say that again?
WMFO. Bedford in Boston.
Thank you.
listening to The Time Tunnel with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Thank you.
91.5 WMFO in the Odyssey in Native New York. You're trying. You remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't that remind you back of the Studio 54 days? Remember that? I think this was in Studio 54.
I don't remember the Studio 54 days. I was just out of it, man.
Is that what you...
I was the doormat there, I think.
Is that when you had the problem there with it back in the day?
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, I just got a note from an inbox from a friend. I'm not going to mention his name because I don't like to call folks out. Is that air conditioner back on? It sounds like a wind tunnel in here.
It does.
Anyway, he's mad because he goes, anybody knows you're not supposed to give dogs Italian subs. I mean, the dogs eat anything. You know what I mean? I don't know about these new designer dogs. I love Humphrey to death. You know that.
I love him to death.
But, you know, he's a fancy little prick. You know, fancy dog. You know, like when I had Thor, when I had my Rottweiler, you know, he would eat anything. He'd eat steaks. He'd eat
people,
kids, neighborhood kids. You know, he's eating a couple kids in the neighborhood. You know, he had some bad one he didn't like those. Little Asian kid. I don't think he's like Chinese food. But anyway, knock it off.
He can say that because he's Chinese.
Because I'm Chinese. I can say that, right? All right, we're going to be right back.
That's what you look like. What the hell are you smoking?
We'll be right back with the shout-outs on the other side of this.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
I want to be sober.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest
trail. When I grow up, I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny
I grow up,
porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be
I want to be
a I want to be
I want to be
I want to be
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Driving means
freedom,
exploration,
fun,
pride,
flexibility,
travel, protection,
ability, friendship,
escape,
independence.
Distracted driving means
danger,
recklessness,
irresponsible,
chaos,
police,
devastation,
injury,
tears, death.
Safe driving means staying alert and staying alive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Words. It can wait, John. You can wait. You want to put your headphones on? So you can, are you with us tonight?
Huh?
I mean, I don't know if you're on your phone, you're sending texts. Or that. Is that picture? Is that girl 18 years old?
Yes.
Anyway, you had some shout-outs. We're going to get to some music. A lot of stuff to do. Phones, lines, bringing up people. Enough. Hey, people on Facebook having a good time. Anthony's having a good time. Jay Tan. Is that one of your incarcerated friends?
I met him in prison.
He's in Block D, D Block, holding it down. All right.
He's a shoe shine boy in prison.
Get your shine box. All right, who we got?
Okay, today I'd like to say some shout out to some of my friends. We got Michael Crory.
Hey, who's in fact? A lot of friends.
Do you want me to do my?
I'm just saying, who's Malika?
No, I was going to say hello to Malika.
Malika. Is she another hooker?
No. She works with me.
She's another hooker then, right?
Yeah. But she makes more money than me. What am I going to do? No, I want to say hi to Jay Tan. Malika, how are you? Michael Crory, Millie, Wally, Timmy.
Michael Crory. Tim. Speaking of Mike Crory, was he the one that made the comment about a nice couple, the picture?
Yeah.
Was that him?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll fix him later.
We'll get him. Yeah. No more shout outs for his band.
All right, Mike, we got your number now. Plus, we know where you live.
That's it.
All right.
All right, Chase, you got any shout-outs?
Yeah. Just a couple. Just a few shout-outs. My girl, Rainy, what's up? Still in a bunch over there. You know. We'll clean that up. Shout-out to my man, Little Roscoe. He's up there probably listening. Shout-out to the Humpster. I already told you half my Humpster story for this week, so we'll bring that to that. Shout-out to Rodney's, my man down there, checking the show out, talking about the World Series. They're still pissed about that. A lot of guys lost a lot of money on that show.
I know.
I was down there earlier.
Yeah.
Shout-out to Sylvie's. Had lunch with her today. Hey, she's got a little jazz thing going on down there in the afternoons. We got to go, man.
Really?
I had lunch down this afternoon. She made some grits and some shrimp and some cornbread. It was delicious.
Nice.
Shout out to Sylvia's. Shout out to my man Mike down at Mystic Mobile holding it down. Shout out to the Hill and the rest of those criminals up there. Matter of fact, they wanted me to go up. They said I told them last week you were coming. So
I'll pay them next week.
And we're not coming up there. We got kids. I got to go home. I got kids. I got a job. I got to be to work on Monday. I'm not coming back up there. All right. So that's going to about do it for my shout outs. But like I said, the health report. Hey, John, your
what do you call those, John? I forgot the John's funky favorites.
Yeah.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
I just saw the list. You just handed it to me. That's like, hey, that first one is a monster.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, you're going to stick around for John's funky favorites coming up at about quarter past 11, right? And then we got the Jazz at 11:30. A lot of Steve, great stuff coming up. John, thanks for hanging out, man.
Yeah, no problem.
Once again, hanging out with my man, John Pierce.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life.
John. 91.5.
Used to have lots of fancy clothes and drive a big fine Cadillac, not knowing all the time I had these
fat,
things.
Drunk and stupid is no way.
My friends were stabbing me straight in my back. No, no, no. Even had a house there out there in Beverly Hills. I was moving so fast, y'all. I didn't even have time to worry about paying my bills.
Changing.
My life started rearranging.
Now I'm all alone. All the friends I once had,
I don't have any more. So somebody tell me, yeah.
Where are all my friends?
I can't find nobody.
Where are all my friends?
Hold on, hold on. Used to take my friends. Have lots of money. I had them in big old stacks. I used to lend them my clothes, but they never, never, ever, never, never brought them back.
Now I don't have nothing.
I'm so all alone.
Even have a home.
I ain't got no place to lay my head.
Wish someone would help me.
But I need a loan.
WMFO Medford.
Hold on.
This is John Pierce, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
What you made.